You saw something yesterday, and I think Lions fans, we need to have a conversation.
So my take originally on this was different, but then once we dug into it as a group, we figured this out. There was a post, and it's the information comes via SeatGeek, and it's every NFL team's single game average ticket price. And so at the very bottom of the list is the New Orleans Saints at $43 to get in the door.
Well,
it's a great value for an
NFL game.
You don't
even know who your quarterback
is. Right, yeah, you have no quarterback. Tyler Shuck.
There you go. $48
for the Jacksonville Jaguars. $58 for the Arizona Cardinals. So that's where the bottom of it starts. Mm-hmm. The top five, it's the Chicago Bears at $176 to get
Johnson
in.
The Ben Johnson effect.
Yeah. No, this is the average ticket price, I believe, from last year.
Oh.
And so this, we don't know what the average ticket price is going to be this year.
A bunch of suckers paying for that product last year.
Yeah, a lot of suckers. $204 for San Francisco, not a surprise there,
nope.
Even though they had a bad season. $224 for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Now, here's where it gets a little weird. The Raiders, Vegas Raiders. Now, maybe it's just because they have people going
Vegas,
out to Vegas. Yeah,
costs.
Whatever, what the hell. $243. But the highest average ticket price via SeatGeek was our very own Detroit Lions at $254 per ticket.
And I'm sure someone's listening going, I could get them that cheap.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying? People were like, I paid 2, 3, 4 times that to go watch the Lions this season.
Yeah, and digging in, it's the aftermarket value. So this is actually the price set by fans.
That we set.
Yeah.
Not and the team.
No, the team has, you get your list price, and then everybody buys them up. They gobble them up. We've talked about season ticket prices. The base price has gone up. Ticket prices have all gone up. When you put them back on the market to sell them, the average ticket price is $254, the highest in the league.
We're doing this to ourselves.
Okay, so some of it is, not all of it is, the excitement of having a good team.
Yeah, we're it's drunk
the
on success.
Of it. Yeah. It's absolutely the newness of it. I'm curious what it will be this year because the away games are the better matchups.
Yeah.
And the home games are not, you know, quite the draw other than just, hey, we want to go see the Lions win. And I'm curious. This is... We've heard this before in regards to the old guard. I've had season tickets for 50 years, and I can't believe they've gone up in the last 2 years. We've had that conversation. We've also had the conversation of the new Lions fan who wasn't there in the 0-16 season. They were at home. They were the ones that were probably claiming they were Lions free.
They'd never been to the Silver Dome.
And
this
now
is new
all
money.
Of a sudden, everybody's jumping in. It's the new Lions fan at Ford Field, and everybody's worried that they're not going to be as ruckus because it's not the classic Detroit Lions fan. Old guard, how much does this make you mad that the new Lions fans, and it's not all new Lions fans, right, but there is a large number of them that are just willing to pay whatever the price is that is pricing so many people out. Are you being priced out? Because it's the average ticket price is $254. Now,
the highest in the league.
Meaning average is, yeah, you can get some lower.
Some lower, but
some higher.
Plenty higher.
But this is the average cost. So if you're going to take a family of four to the game, just to get in the door, the average ticket price is going to be right at a grand. Are you priced out?
We want to know, are you priced out? I also wonder, like, is there a limit? Will we hit a wall where people say, I can't. And the cost has to start coming down. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They are not the number one team. But we are paying through the nose to watch them every week. And I think the newness, the winning, drunk on success, does it slow at all? Or is it full speed ahead this season? Prices are only going to go up.
Yeah. I mean, what does it end up being this year? Is it 275? How much does it go up this year in the interest of this Lions team? Or is there a pullback? Because, and we've heard this on calls when we're just talking about the Lions. We're talking about different things, aspects of the team, new coordinators, no edge opposite Hutch, a new interior offensive line. Is there not as much buzz about the Lions this year? So, and I don't. Every game's going to be sold out.
Yeah.
But
price-wise, will people pay what they were paying? Or does the market come back down to earth a little bit. I still think they're going to be one of the hottest tickets in the sport. They're going to be one of the best teams in the sport. And this city's been craving a team like this forever.
And we all know that we're going to pay more money for tickets when it's a good team. Like, there's the high the demand is there. The excitement is there.
It's supply-demand. It's basic economics. But the question is the infighting with old-school and new-school fans, and does it reach a peak at some point where we can only come down?
I mean, I don't know that at any point anything's going to come down. I really don't know that, because until the Lions are not winning – and I don't think we see that in any time in the near future, that's it's not going to come down. I think it is could continue to go up and up and up, and we are pricing out families. And if – I mean, for me, obviously, if I buy tickets, it's going to have to be more than just four. But if I was only going to take, you know, Lisa and I and two of the kids
– how do you pick?
Oh, that's easy. I rank them every day.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Does it change
it
like a power ranking, like a power surge?
Yeah. Just like, I mean, Dion does this as well. We've talked about that. There's a power surge. There's a ranking. And two of them are going to be off to college. So it makes it a little bit easier.
Okay.
Now I got to pick between two of the three, and Teddy can't stay home alone.
Okay.
So, but it's $1,000 for a family of four, and that has that you're not buying hot dogs, you're not buying nachos,
you're also
you're not buying
sitting anywhere
beers.
Nice.
Right.
It
that's just to get in the door. And then, you know, you go with the family, and, you know, I know you don't have to buy a hat for the kids, but those are inflated at the stadium as well, or a jersey or a T-shirt or, you know, some type of paraphernalia. It is an expensive proposition to go to a Lions football game.
So we've got the lines open for Lions fans. You're gearing up for this season. Do you expect to pay more than you did a year ago? You already paid the most in football,
mm-hmm.
secondary market. The team, I mean – hard to be better than they were last year at 15 wins, and we have heard from Lions fans that have more doubts, right? When you get smacked the way they did on their home field in their first playoff game, and then you lose two coordinators, and you lose the interior O-line, and where's the pass rush opposite Hutch? Does any of that slow down this freight train, this runaway train, from ticket pricing? 248-539-9797.
Well, it'll be interesting, you know, especially as the season starts. Because a lot of people are going to be interested, and I do think that, you know, Za'Darius Smith is back, which makes the defense better, and you have somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson that you believe can get to the quarterback, and he's going to be even better. We saw what he was opposite Myles Garrett. I would be interested to see what he is opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Just Aiden Hutchinson being on the field, I think, is a draw for a lot of people.
But what if they don't start as hot? Because we've all looked at the schedule, and the first half of the schedule specifically is the tougher stretch. I'm not predicting they lose to Green Bay week one, but it is a toss-up game.
Sure.
The spread's under a field goal. They're going to face Baltimore in the first month of the season. They're going to face Cincinnati and Kansas City both on the road before we even get midway through October. If they have two or three losses, they only lost two games all of last year. Does that splash cold water on the pricing? Or because it's just such a big event regardless, people are going to go?
I think it's such a big event regardless. And, okay, I know that we were – spoiled last year with a 15-2 regular season record. And everybody that we talk to now, and you and I are kind of on the same page, it's not about what you do in the regular season. I think we all believe that they're going to be a postseason team. That's
yes.
the floor, is
yes.
that they're a postseason team, however they get there. But I do think that the Lions fans are educated enough to know 15-2 is not the norm. All right, I mean, that's not
it's
breaking
never
news.
Happened.
It's never happened for the Detroit Lions. And who I do expect it to happen again. I just don't think it's going to be this year. And if you start the season off with two or three losses, you look at the schedule. Lions fans know it's a tough road, but I don't think it's going to deter them from going to games. I don't think it's going to deter them from wanting to see some of those division opponents, to seeing the Detroit Lions, to watching Dan Campbell on the sidelines, and just being a part of it, because there still is this belief that this year could be a Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
And that
it's,
they
it's
are
one of the years in the window.
Yeah, they are a contender. And maybe they don't have the same juice going into this season as they did last year, but we knew yesterday at 10 o'clock that was going to be a contentious time in Lions fans' lives because they wanted free tickets to go to practice. Those are all going to be sold out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not going to damper anything in regards to fans wanting to go to Lions football games.
Yeah, again, those were free, so it's hard to use it as a judgment. But I had a guy message me screenshots. He was 7,000th in line yesterday.
So was my husband. So was Colin. He messaged me right before the show ended. He's like, I'm here. I'm in line. But he had like 4,000 at least in front of him. And
did he end up getting any?
He stuck around because he's like, maybe. But he's like, oh, they're dropping. They're dropping. No, he didn't get any.
This guy didn't either.
No, he stuck around to see. But then all of a sudden he's like, oh, my gosh. Well, now it's down to 500. It's down to
he didn't
get any.
Yeah.
Some ticket texts that are coming in.
Hopefully he knows someone.
I hope so. We'll see.
Ticket texters coming in with their thoughts. Says, can we stop with the new and old Lions fans thing? Just because you didn't go to a game or weren't fully invested when the team was losing, does it make you less of a fan?
Oh, no.
That's not
what I'm saying. But having a larger fan base, having more individuals that want to go to Lions games is what's driving this price.
Yeah, the more the merrier. I love that the team is more popular, that people who weren't as invested before are invested now. And that comes with the territory. It's a good thing. It's the hallmark of a good football team.
But we've all heard the stories of, you know, I was a longtime season ticket holder. The prices have gone up. I've decided not to invest in season tickets. I'm going to go to one or two games. Even those one or two games, just simply going to those might be the same cost that you were paying previously for season tickets.
Well, yeah, ticket texter saying football, it's hard to justify this cost. It says last year we were passing through thinking, we'll play the Titans, we should kick their butt, maybe this week we could afford to go, and those were $300 a seat. Families can't justify the price. Vinny in Macomb. Had cousins fly in from Tennessee for the Titans game. I haven't seen it in years. I paid $3,000 for 10 tickets in the corner end zone.
You must love your family.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
People are quoting, like, if you have four tickets, you're paying four digits. There's no way around it.
Yeah. No.
It says, I could see buying one ticket and going with friends. I can't fathom four seats for my family at these costs. It stinks because my kids won't be able to go for a while.
And that's the big thing is we, especially, this is just speaking for myself, if I'm going to go to a game, I want to take my kids. I want to share that experience with them, and the thought of spending more than $250 on a ticket to where obviously I'm not going to do it for Teddy because he's not going to remember the moment. And now if it's Jack and Ellie, they'll remember it. But at some point, I don't know. Maybe they get all the way to the fourth quarter and they're like, hey, can we go? And then I'm sitting there forcing them to sit there. I don't want to go through that for that expense.
Texter says I'm priced out. It's a TV sport only at this point. Another texter says our family is priced out of Lions games, and we're huge fans. Kids are 10, 9, 6 years old. Says, unfortunately, we can't go in person with the cost.
Yeah, and the first home game against Chicago.
Yeah, it's going to be electric.
That's going to be absolutely electric, and I know if you're looking at a game to go, like the Titans game last year, if you're looking at it going, okay, well, maybe Cleveland. Well, Cleveland, even though they're bad, they're a team that'll travel. Which game is it that you think that you're going to be able to get into? Because then it's Tampa. Well, that's a great matchup.
Yep.
We know what happened
Playoff
last year.
Teams.
Yeah, Minnesota, division opponent. Maybe it's the Giants. Dallas is going to be a good draw. I mean, there's no breaks for fans.
Yeah. There's none. Texter says, you guys aren't having your kids skip meals to go to games? Fake fans. Are you a real fan?
Yes.
We're doing breakfast dinner only in this household so we can go see the Cowboy game.
Yeah. And when we're at the game, hey, there's no waters. find a drinking fountain.
Oh, God. 248-539-9797. This is the reality, guys. Team's great. We can blame the team for raising prices. But this is secondary market, the most expensive ticket in the NFL, and it has no signs of slowing down.